So that's the suki was. I think it was generally a relatively easy suki. But let's just try to bring out some things we spoke about mainly yesterday. And I think the main nekuda I'm going to speak about is this: the minig yofel of sukkah. Minig yofel of sukkah. What everyone knows is that the ideal way of claiming your chatitas is to start them by day and finish them by night. That way you get Rashi's problem with the Mulesa, and you get the Shulta's problem of taking Shifa Tvila. Gvalda. The question is, what's called, number one is, what is called starting by day and finishing by night? Does that have to be Ritzufim? Can you stop in the middle? I don't really have a good answer to that. And what's called starting? Do you have to, for example, take the standard case, we'll hear the Pashtus case of Shulchan Aruch, what's going to be? If she's doing it straight, let's say, so how long before Shkia does she have to start? Does she have to start a minute before Shkia? Does she have to start half an hour before Shkia? An hour before Shkia? Is there any...
Does it go by Shkia or goes by Tzeis?
Shkia and Tzeis, whatever it is. Yeah, I say Shkia, I mean Tzeis, whatever. And the main was going to come up with Afkamina for the famous Shailen Heidegger Paiskim about the main, you know, how the main comes to how chomer is the Indian of this minig yofel, and how can you be yaitzes and eitzes to be yaitzes by a priest going and cutting her nails by before the kids come home from Ghana already, so that her husband doesn't have to come home from second seder earlier. Is b'chag that whole meeting, if there's any reason that the husband should have to come home from second seder earlier or whatever. So. I think that the that's I think the main nekuda I want to talk about. I think the ikur is the pulled posh. I think the ikur the before getting to all the tziruf of the right, but it's putting it in perspective. What's the lesson in the end here? Number one is we're talking about the whole din of chafif in the beginning. Forget even the whole din of doing any chafif at all. We know is bad. It's only drabbon. Midaraisa iyun is enough. That we know from Sif Aleph. The whole chafif is drabbon, and according to Rav Rishayim Lachar, according to Halacha, is the chafif in his derais is even only chafif Cyrus, not kol aguf. And certainly, whatever din of either take of chafif tvila or muhumul of the chashash and muhumul of beisa are only chumras al gabi a drabbon. So we're starting with something that's a chumra on a drabbon. And on that, we know that Rashi Neshotos Kidi Islay hold, each Marimat Kidi Islay, Mar Kidi Islay hold, that if it was E-Afshar, so you're allowed to do, according to Rashi, you're allowed to do by night, according to Neshotos, you're allowed to do by day. So either way is not Ma'akiv. Okay, Neshotos wasn't called, it was Machlaikis, rather, but it's not Ma'akiv. But it's accepted both ways, if it's E-Afshar, it's not Ma'akiv.
Someone would say in Neshotos, if it's E-Afshar by night, you can't do it during the day?
No, if it was Efshar by night, you couldn't do by night. Only when it's Efshar.
Otherwise, he didn't do it. It was Efshar, he didn't do it. Was Efshar to do it?
So that's the word of the Medayik. By the Rashi, it was only Mutav, but by the Shultus, it was more important. Maker Adin. They wanted to make such a chiluk. Or by Isur, it's only an Allah. Even though we pass the Maker Adin like the Shultus, Lachara, but if it was Efshar by night, or even but yeah, so
but if you did it by day,
yeah,
the chatzil is doing it again by night. Let's say you did it by day, and the shultus. What do you mean? The chatzil is the time of night. So would you have to do it again at night? You're still in a matzah of the chatzil right now. By night, you can still become the chatzil according to the shultus.
Well, I mean, basically, the minute yof is you. It's you talking that at least from the lashon of a number of the rishonim has brought. The sense of is that the minute yof was to start by the to finish. Pachas the Yosef by day, and then to dray around in the Beis Hamerchatz, and that's being Yosef the Shultus also. So you don't have to do the whole Chafifa again, as long as you're not Mafsik.
But he's asking if you were Mafsik.
Yeah, she went in the morning. Yeah, she went in the morning.
She went in the morning,
Mafsik. Yeah, yeah. But at lunchtime she did it, she went, did her whole thing, and
I bring the Shultus Chatzil, you do it again.
Do it all over again, because right now you're not Mafsik.
I mean, again, as we mentioned, Lucharmina Svara should be, what's the chashash if you don't have, why do you need take of chafifa smicha? Because we're worried that you'll develop chatzitzas.
The hair will be tangled.
So the hair and the chanami, according to Shultz, you'll have to do again. Mm-hmm. Anything that could, checking, cleaning under the fingernails, your body will have to do again. You don't have to cut your nails again, obviously. You don't know, she doesn't have to shave her armpits again, because those are things that, it's just not shy if anything could happen to them once you did them.
So not no fault of because the Kumin Shiltas only said he was choosing. He said he had to do a night when you have one to choose.
Right.
She has 10 gallons of water, so you choose day or night. So he says do it at night, not during the day. If she already did it, could be.
You see, that is chayshish that if you weren't takeoff, maybe you developed a chatzitz in between. That was only a kilu l'chatchila.
But once you have to choose one of the two,
you're still in a matzav l'chatchila. You still have the ability to be chayav l'chatchila. So why shouldn't you?
Why would they be chayav?
It was your time
for
the
end of
the
month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And noch alts, this whole chumrah starting by day is Rashi, which, as we saw, many Rishonim and Luchar, the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Marshal, the Maisa, the place of Allah, the Maisa, the Chutz Neshach, the Ikra did is like the Shiltas. So this whole chumrah starting by day is being Chayshish Rashita's Rashi, we don't really pass them like, on an Indian that's Lechatchila, a chumrah on a Drabah. So, Hagam the Shulchan says the minig yof is to do it, but then we say so. Even without the next whole stage of all the other svaras and simur in it, hechatensus lachayer b'mokum bittul tayra. It should lachayer the shalva shouldn't even start. But what can I do? Because Maisa, it seems that many doya paisim were very concerned about it. Hayitach and the bnei tayra aren't going to be machmer for minig yof in the state Shulchan Aruch. So since I don't want to argue on. Straight out on the Haitik Delia place, and we'll try to get around it.
Well, what, they didn't hold that you can do certain things by day? These seeds?
That's one of the ways we'll try to get around it. But I'm saying for starters, is Lachar Yonah can do anything to get around it. Let's say it's not possible. She doesn't get home from work until after Shkia. She murmurs, there's no bathroom, there's no way, she forgot to read Nelka, but there's nothing she can do. She can't do, your husband can't come home, the kids are too busy. She can't, there's no way she can do it by day unless Nelka would come home, or whatever. Unless she leave work early and then she gets paid by the hour, she loses money, whatever it is. So Luchaira, Shine, welcome to Hafsid. I don't even know if it has to be Hafsid Merubo. Welcome to any Hafsid, Zichav, welcome to Bithul Torah. Whatever, it's a Chumro Lechatchi, it's a Chumro Gabi Chumro on a Lechatchi on a drop. No, beside it. Luchaira, I have told you, Pasha, that shouldn't be a Shaila. But again, as we ever saw, the Chutzani, the Shevet Levi was Machmer Legamer. And Chutzani, they misquote as saying that the one who's learning by himself should go home. He doesn't say this, someone who's learning by himself could go home. But if
she was saying you shouldn't do it
during the day. Avada, if there's no Hafsid and there's no Bittul Torah, or whatever it is, then Avada, the lady should lechatchila do the Minhag Yof from Shulchan Aruch. People shouldn't, you don't, I'm not saying be mezalzel in the Minhag Yof. The Shulchan Aruch says this is what you should do. And so Chutzani says, "Visit. You should do this. Don't stop being lazy and don't do it by day. But if it's b'makom hefsed or b'makom bittul Torah, then he never said you should do it. He never said you should davka put yourself in a matzav of bittul Torah or hefsed. I mean, the kind of mitzvah. If the lady's home, let's say she has no kids and she's anyway home and by herself, and so she could do it. So don't just say, oh, I'm going to make supper early instead of starting my chafifas and I'll wait till my husband comes home. No, this will start by day already. Why not? Don't be bezalzel in the minig yofa. It is a minig. The Shulchan Aruch still says this is the minig yofa. Many Rishayim say this is the minig yofa. If there's no reason davka not to do this, a person definitely should try to do it. No question. Don't be bezalzel in the minig.
He's always, but then the Shulchan is always saying this when like, it's a very limited
whoever can do it, whoever has the ability to do it.
Yeah. It could be that, so then we have to say, maybe it's not even so hard to do it. That will be the next step. So number one is, don't be missed. So let's see if we can, so I think that, in my opinion, I would have said that I think that if once it's a Shaila Bittul Torah, it should have been Pasha. And we are, they quote Rabbi Yosha the same also, that it's Pasha for Chum Ba'amina, that you're not allowed to take. Husband shouldn't come over himself. I think Moshe always quotes in that way. They bring from other Haitik Israel, they quote Rabbi Yosha as saying there was Pasha that the husband shouldn't come home. But Lamaisa, Shevet Levi says it, Chutzani doesn't really say it, Pesach Shas says it. The number of Haitik Pais, who says it?
Come home for lunch.
For lunch. Also, even Shemit Levi, Shemit Levi Lamaisa, he said two different things. He said, number one is that if they tendered them to the Minig Yafa, who's going to do it? The other thing he said is the people they take off for Komine Shnus or Komine Tirdus. So for some Minig Yafa, shouldn't be worse than the Stam Tirdus. But for a serious Nadir, he doesn't take off Stam for Tirdus. He doesn't, he only leaves, you know, he only misses Seder if it's not something very, very important. So Kobi Shemin Levi himself would be Moida. It's not very, very important. Someone who's managed a serious mass, but never for that. He's someone who takes it off for Komine Shtos and then out. So this isn't worse than Komine Shtos.
Kobi Shemin Levi. Somebody quotes Rav Berkowitz saying that when he presents both stuff, one is if the Bnei Torah don't do it, whatever. But the other side he presents is that if you look at working as Efsher, so then why should the Bnei Torah not be together Efsher? So I can't take off work.
He was money at work.
And Torah, you don't lose anything. Okay.
If the Rosh Kol doesn't pay you, then you lost. I can see that it should be the same thing.
No, the same thing. Right. Learning you're missing is also there.
No, I'll... What?
Learning you're missing is also there.
Sure, but for some reason they're not...
important, but because the missing is there.
Whatever, you think, if you consider working, you have sure something. Why should I learn?
Of course you can learn, yeah. Should be.
Anyway, when someone's kid is sick, so
if the wife works and has no words, the mice of dirt, they are the Mizrach. If you have a bris or whatever it is, so the Yerulite, they all stay for the suit, and the people who work, they have to run after because they can't be there. Nebuch, that's the status of most people, Bizman Azah, and only Bizman Azah. But Nebuch, that's the matzav, so you're supposed to say, if that's the matzav, so it should. If you're taking off for every person, and every whatever it is, so you should also call
for
but look at that, the guy Taki, he won't go to a bris unless unless he can leave in time to be a morning seder on time, and he doesn't leave for Stam Simchas unless it's mamish close around. Someone like that could be from Revoz that would be Mike, he shouldn't be allowed to play. Could be. It's not, I don't know if that's Muchach from Shemit Levi. But let's anyway, but we want to be Mekayim the Minig Yafa, so let's see if there's Eitzes to be Mekayim the Minig Yafa, and also to be Mekayim Midotar. So to do that, we have to understand exactly what is the Mehumah base of Rashi, which I don't know if we do. But Rashi, it seems that Rashi is saying is that the lady is Mehumah base, which Pashtus means, not like Avnei Shain says, but Pashtus, Mumul Beisim means since it's a Zman when she could be Toivah and be Mashamish, so she's going to feel under pressure, either Azman is pressuring her, she thinks he's going to pressure herself, but she wants to get home already, she wants to be Torah already. So she's going to rush the Chafifas. Who did I just say who also brought a Havamina not like that, but said this is Pshat, Megillah Sefer. Megillah Sefer also. He brought some Sfarim say, he said some Achrayim, he doesn't say who it was, Bechal, so it's no man mocking to from the cop. He wants to some Achrayim said a different svar of what the Mehumah Basin might be. Forgot. Okay, Shaina. Now, the Pashas, I think what is acceptable nice is the Mehumah Basin means that she's Balachat, she wants to be Taibu, be Tar, get home already. And when Meiwis Rashi says, so Rashi says, do it B'yayim. Now Rashi's do it B'yayim, it's not really clear. How much are you doing B'yayim? How much is Rashi telling you to do B'yayim? But before I think what Shulchan Aruch says, what the Minig Yafa is, to be Maschil B'yayim. It's possible that Rashi will have to do everything B'yayim. Because there would be a svar to that. Let's say she does everything but brush her teeth. Let's say the last thing she's going to do is brush her teeth. So even if she's only leaving brushing her teeth for the shibamish, there's everything by tzitzit kechavim, and she's going to brush her teeth now. It could be according to Rashi, that's also not so l'chat chila, because now maybe she's not going to brush her teeth carefully. So the difference is she can run into the mikvah right now, it's going to take her another 5 minutes to brush her teeth, so she's going to rush and brush her teeth quickly so that she can get home 2 minutes earlier. It could be according to Rashi, it's true, but even if that is pshat in Rashi, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that's the Minig Yafa, l'charba. Shulchan Aruch, steamless lush from Shulchan Aruch is to be maschil b'ayya. The same way that the Smagma, the Taisa brought down, he said she basically drays around in the Beis HaMarachot, and once she's there, Mistomo, she'll keep being Ma'ayin, and that's called the Hamshach of the Chafifa. He could have said that's the Minig Yafa also. He could have said, do all the Chafifas be Yoyim, and don't leave the Beis HaMarachot out of line.
Literally, to be shy of Beis HaMarachot is a pshat, then you don't do anything, just like
drain
around.
The Lashon's your shayin. And the Bible also, if you say Shayin means to be Mamshech, so why does he have to say, since she's a Mistoba, she's Mamshech to be Ma'ayin, and Mistoba, that's called a Hamshech of the Chafifa. She's still being Chayfif. What does he have to tell me this trip? She's being Chayfif, I don't either. It sounds like he's saying she's really, the Etzim is she's finished.
What is the word Mistoba?
Yeah, let's see, what's the Lashon of this? Let's read the Lashon of this, yes. Why should it be two? If she's working straight the whole time, why would I have a half of it's two chafifas? If she started 15 minutes before Shkia and she went straight to Tzeis, not just straight the whole time, she's brushing her teeth and she's showering and she's bathing and she's combing her hair, why would I have a half of that's two chafifas? I need a chafifas, she's chafifas
richt. Point is, you have to have a chafifas richt. You know, in order for the shilas to be maskim, you have to have a chafifas richt. You can't do part of the day, part of the night, and then, the mice of the chafifas that you did during the day, not some of the pure. So merely have to have one long chafifas so that what you did during the day, that's also going to be the after the tefillah. That's also going to be some of the tefillah.
I don't feel that it's the kosher shabbos, but okay. I think that's what she's saying. You're shoya, you're sitting, she's bad, so you're just shoya. But since she's going to be a mamshech, and the b'din, the eon, so that's called, it's a hamshech of the, it's a hamshech.
It also says,
I
don't think it's shoya.
Okay.
He also
means
that?
He's quoting a
Lashon Tosis. He says it's smag Lashon Tosis. It wasn't the Lashon of all of them. It wasn't the Lashon of the Rosh. It was the Lashon of Tosis. It wasn't the Lashon of the Rosh. Okay. Anyways, according to Rash, what are we doing? B'cholif and Shulchan Aruch is not magic to me. How long before Shkia you have to start? You have to start 1 minute before Shkia, you have to. Certainly doesn't say, certainly Ladino with the Shulchan Aruch says the minute of Yofa, he doesn't say that you have to be with Samson that you're not gonna finish till Tzeis. You're gonna keep being chayfer straight till Tzeis. You're gonna leave enough that you'll finish till Tzeis. In other words, let's say she knows it takes her an hour to do chafifa, it doesn't say you have to start exactly an hour before Tzeis HaKachal.
Why
doesn't Shulchan Aruch say that?
Could be that, that's what it means.
Shulchan Aruch
says someone has to be song.
Yeah.
So if he shields it, that's what he did.
Let's say you're right. So if you started an hour before Avadi Yohan Somach, and you don't want to start earlier than an hour before, because then you have a problem, unless you read the business the way I did, that you could drain around, you know, all be called the Hamshach Lechafifa, because you're not going outside. But if you're not going to read that way, then yeah, you have a problem. But what about the other way? Let's say she'll start 5 minutes before Tzeis HaKachal. And she's not going to finish till 55 minutes after the Zman Tefillah. Are you Mekayim Rashi then? Did you take off the Chashash of Mu'ul Beis?
She's not.
So you name a Bigu Kemtin Shulchan Aruch. When Shulchan Aruch says that the Minig Yofa is, he says the Minig Kosher is, no wait, the Minig...
Maschil.
According to you, she has to be maschil exactly shir chafifa before it says a kechach. And you didn't say that. Shetaschil lochuf mi bo'idyay.
Why would
you say ligmor?
Ligmor, but you have to finish one minute before shir.
Not later. That was later? He's saying that earlier. He's coming to say that earlier.
From
Mibu'idin
until
Shtetshach.
That's
Mibu'idin.
That's
Shtetshach.
That's Shtetshach.
Okay, he doesn't seem to be doing the Samson to finish exactly with Shtetshach.
That's what he needs.
That's what he needs. More than that. I'm saying, according to him, it's a huge chomer here. According to you, the Machab is a huge chomer, which he's forgot to mention, there's no Zechar Ramesov, that in order to be Mekayim, this minute kosher, you have, each lady has to know how long it takes her to do Chafifas, and she has to start exactly that long before Chesed Pichal. If she starts 2 minutes too early, so you're not going to be Mekayim the Shnotz. If she starts 2 minutes too late, you're not going to be Mekayim
the Shnotz.
What?
That's
not going to be Lechatchila. Like the Shnotz, you think like this, she'll keep coming, going out of it.
That's
true. Okay.
That's good
for
the
sheep. But now, if she starts, if it takes her a minimum of 60 minutes to Hafifas and she starts 58 minutes before Shkia, according to you, she wasn't the kind of minute kosher. Because now she's going to be the lot.
Well, she doesn't have 52 minutes, but...
I'm saying, but...
If she knows for sure, that it wouldn't take her more than that, okay?
I'm saying, you're putting a bit of kimt in Shulchan Aruch that he doesn't say.
No, I'm saying, the Maisa, what you need? What you need for the sheep, this is the smichas.
So if you want, there's two extremes and somewhere in the middle of understanding this, which I think I mentioned ever basically, but Rashi, what Rashi's Mumul Abayis Luchari, it's basically something psychological. Lady Luchari, the lady's belachats, she feels, whether it's because of her husband, so she's under pressure to get back home already, to become a Torah and get back home. So what takes off the pressure? So you seem to be understanding, Baruch wanted to say, the challenge, she has to be finished. If she has, like we're saying, if she didn't finish brushing her teeth by Chetzeis, she's going to be Balachas when she's brushing her teeth, because every minute she feels Balachas. She could be Toivel now already, she's not ready, so she's going to be Balachas. So in order to take off that Lachas, she's not just going to have to be finished Mishatach. You could understand that way. Mitzad Shein, you could take the other extreme. You could say that Teva all them is, the Kol Zman, they didn't even start something yet. They feel very belachas. I could have finished already. I didn't even start yet. Once I started, people come. I'm already on the way. I already started.
So
Rashi says maschilus. As long as she started one minute before shkia,
before
it says, she's regula.
So what's the question two?
What's
the
question two? What?
The question
two
by day.
By day meaning, like this is the start by day that you're going to finish by day. And then go
outside. Just start.
So it doesn't have to be because you're true. She can start.
Because you have to pick your day. It's a few minutes before. You sit down, you want to do
it. She's doing the Maaseh Samoch. Even if she started during the day.
That's the chap that they're saying to Rashi. But Rashi had to pick day or night. He's not going to tell you to start on 1 minute before. If it's because you're true, so why would it? So the wouldn't matter too much. They would matter the whole day. Because they have to choose night or day. They're not going to choose. How about they would matter the whole day?
Rashi can do it all day. According to Rashi, you could start in the afternoon. You could do lunchtime and you could stop. That's what's because Shetir. Because Shetir, they could do it by day because of the base. The Rosh has an Eitzel, have to make both of them. Why didn't Rashi think of it? It's also a Kasha. But Rashi Pashas is, because it's a good Kasha. Because Shetir, Rashi
can do it. Yeah, but so how late?
Rashi says you can do the whole thing by day and finish by day. You finish an hour before Shkia, that's what Rashi says. The Rosh comes and has a Nechidish that you can get the most of the best.
I don't think Rashi, you could start early. The question is, how late can you start the Rashi?
No, but coming to answer the Rashi, what does it mean? Because Shiatiru. According to Rashi, means you can start and end by day. That's what's because Shiatiru. The Rosh is telling you to start before Shkia and after Shkia.
Why
did the Rosh think of the Seitzah? Why did Rashi think of the Seitzah as a Kasha? Why did Rashi himself think of the Seitzah?
According to you, Rashi matter 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Why do they matter 9 o'clock in the morning, but they matter an hour before?
Because once you matter the day, you matter the whole day. Because you did, yeah, because you went with the Beisah.
You're going to pick the Tzantzim, who should definitely...
Yeah. What are you going to say? The third of the day, the fourth of the day?
Let's say a few minutes, so don't say Samoch. Say every
9 o'clock in the middle of the day is both not Samoch, no difference. But if you have the choice of doing it Samoch, then I'm doing it Samoch. So you're doing it Samoch, and also you don't have a problem with the Beisah. So you don't have to come and be matter and question. Question be matter, not to do tzom.
Good question.
We're talking about tzom. The tzom is the einus. The einus starts a couple minutes before shkia, whatever. That's good question.
No, no, no.
I think that Rashi would agree with this. Why Rashi should agree with this? So why do you ever need a Bakashi too then? According to what you're saying also, how do you ever retire? How do you ever retire to the Bakashi too?
No, so the Tara, they have to finish everything before Shkia.
But it's 1 minute before Shkia you finish, with Bakashi too.
So what's that? So do that.
It's not some so it is day, it is night.
So finish a minute before, and yeah. They say, don't go outside, it's Vaiti. Those are days, you Vaiti do the Rosh Zaitza. Finish a minute before it says. And sit in the mouth for 13 minutes looking at her fingernails. But what do you need because you do it all? That's how you understand, that's how you beat some, that's how understanding Rashi was saying. So what's the Bakashi to you?
This is
the problem. No, however you understand Bakashi to you, the Kasha.
Maybe it's because
you understand the Mahula base you, the Kasha, however. I can come up with an answer, you don't need Bakashi.
That's the song, not the song.
I'm saying that is song.
Yeah,
the
song,
why don't you? No, it's not one that.
What takes longer?
So you have to start earlier.
You what?
You have to start earlier. Let's say it takes you 1 hour.
So
what is 1 hour? So it's over the day.
So start.
So what's the right thing to say?
An hour before it takes.
So why is that a question?
What if I'm at the time of an hour before it takes?
That's what we're asking.
That's what we're answering.
What do you find?
What does Samuch mean?
Okay, you can say.
It's whatever it means. Nisug, yeah. Doesn't always mean a half hour. Some yes and no.
Why is the Lashon of Shomara to be Nivo Giyot? It should be Nivo Tseis. No?
Tseis is Lila. Until then is Yen. I mean, it's always going to work out before Shkia, because whichever Tseis you're holding, Shkia is only 13 half minutes before that. And Chavif takes more than 13 half minutes.
No, but if you just have to be masked for 2 minutes, if you hold each other, you mask for 2 minutes,
right.
So then it can be Benish Moshos even. It should be masked for Benish Moshos. It doesn't have to be Bo Yom.
Benish Moshos is Bo Yom, it's not enough. Who says Bo Yom is before Shkia? Maybe it is before enough.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Maybe you can start a Suffolk Lila, she'll be nervous, I don't know. I'm the same between the psychology, it's hard to say. But I'm just saying, I hear one could say in Rash either of those two extremes, or someone could say more in the middle, someone could say that if she knows now that she has an hour left of Chafifas to do it, it's already Tzisek HaChavim, she's going to be Balachas. If you've already taken away a significant amount, I don't know if that's 10 minutes or half an hour or whatever it is, but if a significant amount's already done, so then it's just going to be less, then she'll be less of a lot.
So Rav Cohen says cutting your nails and taking a bath, that's, you will not have any more mumble the base after that. If by day lunchtime,
both those things, right.
If you cut your nails,
if
and
you cut
take
only
a bath,
one nail, then you are mumble, then that's done now.
That's not
so what's the shear? I don't know, 10 minutes,
good
20 minutes,
good amount.
Good amount, yeah, that's what Mark Cohen seems to say.
What do you mean you won't have
once you did a good amount, you did like, it takes you an hour?
Yeah, but really you should do it during the day. If you can't, so then you should at least try to do the nails and the bath.
No, if you won't have time, just start by day and end by night. So you can, by lunchtime, you have time because your kids are home.
You still have a mumla besa.
No, he said there's no mumla besa. Just clearly,
you
can
take away some of the mumla besa, but you're still going to have Rashi's mumla besa.
No, no,
and
no.
He says, he did not do chavifa.
I think that, if I remember correctly, I think Hashem is right, I think he says that you should do that. But if you do it, then when you go back by night, you're still going to have to spend the full hour by night to the kind of the Marikana.
He says it's
a
better thing to do.
You already did something by day.
I feel lucky if you don't wait a full hour by night, it's going to be a problem with this.
So what's the point of what you did by day?
Because practically, she took care of
he says
you
should wait another hour by night.
But he says on that case, you're still 3 to 4 hours by night. Yeah.
I didn't
see
that part.
It's not even kind of the only thing you're kind of worrying according to him is or in there.
Yes.
The only thing you can count in the morning is a practical thing, is that she did her nails and she did the ambatya. She got it out of the way. It's a practical thing.
Why does she get it out of the way? She can do it tonight and just sit in the bathroom for an hour tonight.
Because practically, he knows that the lady is going to feel more comfortable at night than it's nothing to do with Rashi.
So,
it's a nice thing to do. He writes down nice things.
I'm sorry, no, it's not true. In that case, Itaka said she's not mumu. He said there's no mumu
this
in that case.
There's not no mumu. According to Rashi, you still have mumu. He said, Beferish, you're not the kind of chavifa.
If you do that, you will have ikr hafifa balayla, but you're not going to be mumul basic.
Because you already did it.
Practically.
Well, that's Rashi's worried about practical. Rashi's not worried about
practical. That's saying you took off Rashi's practical.
Okay, as we're saying, there's no mumul basic.
Ikr hafifa, like the shita is stomach, so you're going to do it, right? The ikr.
And you didn't do anything during the
Mumma.
They do.
Practically,
you
took off some
Mumma.
Why
are
you saying?
He did some Mumma. He didn't take off Mumma.
You're talking about Mumma of Allah. He's not talking about Mumma. He took off things off your list.
Why? He's not learning that if all you do is brush your teeth after Shkia, he's not pushing Bakhla from Mumma the Besa. Only if you have everything to do. A full hour, then you're Muhammad Labesa, according to the Khashash Rashi. If all you have left is 20 minutes, Khafif is left, there's no Muhammad Labesa for that 20 minutes.
So look
it up inside. It's a note on the bottom.
It's Mumhek. Anyway, fine, but you're right, you didn't sit in another hour. So L'chayim, there's three possible ways of understanding. So my opinion, since the middle one, since we said, as we pointed out, we're only talking about trying to be Mekayim, a mini kosher on a drabon, on a dasyon. So I think that in some way you could be saying you could take the most cool thing is svara here and say without the talking any, you could be saying upon that to be Mekayim, what's the mini kosher?
Well, 2 minutes before Shkia.
I think then that's and you could say you're Mekayim of that also.
But the passage you will have Mumma Levesa, you'll have Rashi's problem.
Yeah, so yes, but yeah, yes.
Did nothing 2 minutes before Shkia.
I think the Teva Adam is Yitochan, the Teva Adam is. The person started, they feel ragu already. They know they're on their way, they already started.
So what if you start 10 minutes after Shkia? You also feel ragu after you start. We don't say that. No, the Marakon makes sense because you did a sufficient amount. So now you get it, you'll be
ragu. So let's just take that 10 minutes before, whatever it is. Fine. Out of the Lashon of... But in the other eights you have, you also find the Kinnis Seifrim says two other stodim to take off the Mumul Abeis Legamri. Is he says number one actually Legamri Bishas Chak whatever really is going on, but he says the Mustafa that we saw printed is he says that if you have the mikvah lady who checks her. What's the humu lebeisa? She won't do a good chafif, and there might still be chatzitzes. So if the balanit checks her and sees there's no chatzitzes, there's nothing to worry about. Obviously, she did do a good chafifa. Well, my sister, the kinnis seifrim, is really saying that ladies should. The case there was the ladies were only starting the chafifa by night, like a lot of people do today. And he really says it's the wrong thing that they're doing keneged shulchanach. As a limud zchus, you can say this svar. But Yavada holds it, it's not, you shouldn't be semach on that l'chatchil.
It's not a law that you need to have made for that.
And if that's what the minig is, that's what the balanit don't do. Well, my so...
The balanit didn't exist? There was no balanit in Rashi's
balanit? As we saw before in Tzai Chazdik, the only reason for the balanit really was to make sure all our hair went underwater.
So it's no reason for the balanit.
So my say is Rebbe Zera two times on this. It bothered me that Luchayra wanted to see. The second taina, which Luchayra is a good taina, is he says minisayam the balaniyot don't check well enough.
There's too many people. You're running from the mikvah.
I think what he meant is that he gets a lot of shaylos of people after they were tayvul they found chatzitzes. You see that the balaniyot I have balaniyot checked. You see the balaniyot they don't check that carefully. The other time he which bothered me was that he says that the Balanit's not watching Rebbe Shas Chafifa. So how does the Balanit know that she, maybe Amal, they watched them do the Chafifa, but now they only come and check them after they're finished, so she wasn't watching Rebbe Shas. How does she know that she did it slowly? And by the kid, that was what the Kinnis Seifrim said. The Kinnis Seifrim said it's all Hechatzitza and not the Chatzitza, so she checked after, so Chatzitza, you see she did the Chafifa. So Balanit wasn't the apples or his back. I think I have a Yishuv on that. It is that the Kinnis Seifrim is not the only one who says the Svara. The Maran Brisk says, came up to say as far as the Kinnis Seifrim. He says that since the Balanit's there, so the Mela is, there's nothing to worry about. But he says it the way the Sheva of the Lady is arguing on. He says the Balanit is there and watches her do the Chafifa, make sure she does it slowly and carefully. And on the way the Maharam Brisk says it, so that Shimon Levi is a Kainer. They're not doing that. They're not watching that they do the Chafifa slow. The Baal Neis doesn't even remember which time she went into the you know, to the bathroom before anything, and then what time she knocks on the door and says she's ready to be tabled. She doesn't remember that. She looks at her. She doesn't know if she did it slowly and carefully.
Why do we care if we do it slowly and carefully? In the end of the day, we have to know, was there a chatzitza or is there not a chatzitza?
So the difference could be because Baal Neis doesn't check carefully for chatzitza. Or gufa.
That's a
problem. Gufa, the two tigers, the Baal Neis doesn't know what would she help for? She would have to say, I know that she spent at least, you know, 45 minutes, an hour doing her chatzitzas. What you're saying, the Baal Neis and the Baal Neis don't know. They don't pay attention to that. So they don't do either one. They don't check carefully. So the kid is saying this time that they check and make sure there's lamais and no chatzitzas, they don't do. I just say, well, she spent at least 45 minutes, an hour on her chafifa, so probably she did a good job, but they don't pay attention to that either. So they're not doing either of the two eitzes, not the kinesoi from zeitzah, not the mambrisk zeitzah.
And if she said, that she went, she was 45 minutes doing the chafifa, so that's a violation that she did carefully?
Yeah. You never know if it's true, but there's no time to hold anything, but she wasn't moving. She did just as long as she normally did. I know she did the normal amount of time. She did, well, let's say an hour. For Friday's an hour. I know she knows that she was in there busy for at least an hour. So, you know, if she was moving the base hour, she wouldn't have done it. She wouldn't have been working. The stomach wouldn't have taken her an hour.
In Paris, it takes 2 hours.
I don't think
that
Baal Neis looks at the basic model and this story.
Run the mouth.
I don't know what the Palania do in different cities, maybe they did different things. But no, El Khanami.
So you can't be so hard about anything.
El Khanami.
So since
I'm not. Maybe just saying it a step back. He's saying he knows from Nisayam Uhari means afterwards that they missed him. El Khanami. That's also true.
Yeah, check. So what's the decisions? Don't check all everything. You need a lot of specific policies that you need to offer. That you don't have, don't check.
In those days, you could check.
Do they check the hair? Do they check for knots in the hair either? I don't think so. I don't know. The fine. So let's say that you don't.
Clear,
and
the
Kinnasif
says just not
to double chay. Right, it's anyway, even though they quote the Kinnasif from Kinnas and Tzirif Lohakum, Kinnasif himself held that you shouldn't be sacrificed. It's just a limud tzchus. The other time, there's another time though that he has in maybe the same person, Shana Kudra, which I didn't see inside, so I don't know if he's using that more lechatchila or not, but the Maharam Brisk says it, yes lechatchila. Is he says that what was the chashash of Mu'ul Abaisis? I'm not sure how he's fitting it exactly in the in Rashi's, but he's coming more from the Maisu with the Eishes Resh Gavusa. Is he says that the problem of doing Chafifa Balayla is Dudi Chasarat Tachsachit, you need, you don't have water, you don't have the Kalim, the Avodim, whatever it is, you don't, those things aren't Mu'ul Bainat. Those things take time. So he said, Bismana said, you open up the tap and out comes hot water. He doesn't manage that because I don't think he'd hot tap water in his days. But Bismana said that these things are easy, so then it's not a problem. And then maybe this is what the manager also says. Maybe since this day is more of a time. She's done. The normal base is not because she's in a rush because it takes her an hour to brush her hair and to cut her nails and to brush her teeth and whatever it is. She's now because there's so many things to do. So it's not so if it's easy, so then there's no mumul basis. If that's pshat mumul basis, so you say that. I didn't think that was pshat mumul basis, but. There's also.
If you tend as servants and task to give and all that, right. So if it's not a mumul basis?
Right, it's by Rashi's Rish Gulus, it's not a problem. He told us it's not a problem.
No, but if I write that it's not a problem for anyone, not for Rish Gulus.
Everyone's allowed to
do chanim
levenah. Everyone's allowed to? Because tomorrow is going to be
open night. You're saying the riot from the Maisa.
What was the riot doing from the Maisa? Only if you don't have servants? Or something that you just need service for?
If you propel or mumul beis, then there's no problem. If she knows she's belachatz and that she's Russian, so then she can't do it.
And then whatever was the case, she knows that she was mumul beis.
Cool. Or she's Jerusalem. So the way the Maharam Brisk explains it is that the reason she said, the reason her first impression was what kind of Israeli night was because the minute was people didn't do chafifas by night. She didn't know the reason behind the night. She knew, no, you don't do by night, so it's night, what can I do? So he explained to him, no, the reason you don't do by night is because people don't have hot water. So you don't have a problem with hot water.
But that's what kind of water. That's not what kind of water.
So anyone who doesn't have a problem with hot water would also be able to be Mekla Nachalavi. Someone who's Balachat wouldn't be able to. The Gemara's Havamina was to make a blanket so that even someone who doesn't have a problem should be also out to Lord Plug or whatever. So you say, no, obviously there's no Lord Plug. And if not, someone the poil is Balachat.
So the
matter. Someone says, I didn't do a good Chafifa, obviously they can't be Toivim.
The matter is only on the
side, she's not moving. If she says, I did it carefully.
If a woman goes ahead and prepares hot water herself, now she will use it?
Yeah.
So that was for everybody. The raya was for everybody.
The raya is for everybody, except for a person who says, I was balachatz and I rushed and I didn't do a good job.
If she says you weren't balachatz, but it took her a long time, she didn't have slaves anymore.
After the fact she prepared the water, so now she can go do it.
Yeah, she's saying Lamaisa, she did a careful job. The same.
Another man, I'm older.
You shouldn't do it. That's what Rashi's always saying. But the whole chumrah, the chatchil, at least chumrah Rashi, is obvious. Talk about the lady who does it, she says she was careful. No one's going to disagree. The Shultas wouldn't have died. If a lady says, I was balachas and I didn't do a good job, no one's going to disagree that she shouldn't, that you can't be sent with on that fatif. She says, I wasn't chayfif careful. I ran the brush through my hair twice and then I ran, jumped in the mikvah. Everyone's going to say, well, you did the wrong thing. There's no machlokes mishanim on that. Just, can we be saying, when she says, I did a careful job, can we trust her for that? Is there a race? Is there a makom to be chayshish? Which again, is why the whole rash is only a chumrah l'chatchil, because Avada, we say that Nisha is always Nehmon, that she's the Sofra law, and we're not Machzakin and Reis. Avada, the Ikra, the Nash, and Maidu, we shouldn't be Chashish. Even those who want to be Machmer, it's basically only Als Knas. Those Miud of Acharnim who want to be Machmer, if she was Peshe and didn't do Biyayim, it was only Mitzad Knas, not the Ikra, did. Not that we're really Chashish, there's a Chatzitzi. So what she says? Who said it? Brought it. I think I should have brought some of this. There was Pisca Zutin there. What did Achanan wanted to say? What did Achanan said that if she was Maisa was Peshaya? Shaved the lady didn't like it.
Probably go so far if we hold it to Shilkas.
Asknas! She was Peshaya, she didn't do what she was supposed to do.
Well, why
it's not true. Even
she was Peshaya.
According to Tosafot, it's never Peshaya. According to Tosafot, it's never Peshaya. She could want, she could do it
or not. She should have done the Minigyof. She should have done the Minigyof.
And now what? Now she can't do it?
Well, who says? Trust
the juvenile.
Who says? The Shilkas also can do it or not. The Rashi also can do it. According to Tosafot, she can do it or not.
But look, the Kiddush Sefer says Mutar Shushay. The Shekel Levi says Shekel Levi sounds like he would. The Shekel Levi says Be'etzim we should make a Knas on such a thing. In the Tshuva Din Chelik Gimel, Nor Vos he says B'dor Chola Shalanu that it's going to be Yotzei Schar Bef Seide because they just won't go to the mikvah at all.
So then the Marshal sounds like it's a very Yevet. Only because Sneers is wanted to go in at night.
Under the circumstances, because it says the chatchila do like this.
It says I want to only do it at night.
So it's mutter only because there's a problem here.
The shiltas for sure you do it at night. Rashi Tosfos says you can choose. We just hint to you to do it at night. So if someone's he's saying because they're going to
make. But now it's now we made a kosher. They don't get after the minute.
See after the minute. Said looks here, Kimar.
Whoa.
The Pisca Zut is
not that very. They went to the
mice.
I mean, the first seems very nice. Nobody understands this first thing.
The Siddhartha says that if she had a.
The Siddhartha would be criticized.
If she did in the day, and she had a time to do it also at night, and she didn't, and now she can't.
You always did that way?
No. She can do it.
But the first Tzvi says that if she didn't do by day, if she waited till night, it's only mutter in a case where it's an oynes gomer hashavu l'chol hanoshim, and not just a protis de goynes. So maybe he says that's why the only case that's mutter to be tevil only by night is when Rav Tzvi comes up on Shabbos, like the Mechaber. But there's no other case that she's a protis de goynes. Yeah, he holds there's no such thing as oynes b'chlal. He says even if it's an oynes gomer, but if it's only for one lady, or if it's only a chad pami oynes, there's no hetter on it.
What, you can't have more, but that's a fact.
Not like Ramah, not the Ramah said Gimel also, said that... So yeah, he's already... So that's what they point, that... was it Shev of Levi, I think, says. He doesn't understand why that which you brought down into first Jesus, like Ramah. I would come again, but Ramon by us said that it's only Mutu. He said it's the Chachilah, but Peshaz is Chayim, not a problem. We mentioned before that was one of our Shtakens thought that it's put in perspective. There's only the problem is that, and there's another Ramon also, Luchari says that, because Ramon or Chayim by Hilchus Tishabov says that if a little Tefillah came out, Motzi Tishabov, so if it was E Etchra be Chayfer, Motzi Tishabov, she can be Chayfer on Erev Tishabov. But Mashman and Stan Pashtus is only the Chayf of Matzit Tishabov. Then it's called Yashur. It's an Oynus Tzass, and so it was not Shagoy's Oynus. It's not a Tzerech, it's not the Kavona for Anna, and it's only a middle, and not being right, it's an Erev Tishabov, it's only a middle. But it's not for the Tzerech to push it off. So also, let me put some perspective though, that when we say that Bishop B'makom Oynus, you can be Mako, you don't need Mamash Oynus Gom. And Ethis Aminag, it's also, you don't need Oynus Gom. How big of an Oynus you need?
I see you,
because to be right at Erev Tishabov is only a Minag. Not to take a shower in the night is a Minag. It's not even a Drabon, it's a Minag. And especially here, where that's even that, and that's to be right at Erev Tishabov. Here it's not at Erev Tishabov.
Even
Shavuot Shechalbo.
Erev Tishabov.
Yeah.
And
this is
and this
you're doing for a
minute kosher. And this you're only doing mitzvah, you're not doing mitzvah hando. So you have two tzvot of lahakel. And I feel lucky that's enough of an oynus that you wait and just do everything mitzvah.
According to.
Well, the whole thing's only. It's because it's only a minute kosher. Ours is only a minute kosher, so wait, so why
am I
doing
this? Oh, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying is to push off this minute kosher. That's what I need in here, our shiloh that we started off with is, what do I need to push off the minute kosher? So one minute pushes off this minute kosher. So l'chara kosher l'kosher came, the learning Torah should push off the minute kosher.
No, that's
the missing second seder.
And
the minute kosher. I'm saying, leaving second seder early is not more kosher than not showering on Erev Tishabov.
No, yeah, you should learn early.
That's the minute of Dharma, later on.
That's the minute of Dharma. It's not a minute at all.
It's not right for Dharma.
I've seen it even a minute Ba'alma, yes, the Ramah's minute, but it's a minute Ba'alma, it's enough to be called the E'af, should be Chayf of B'yayim. So Chayf Koshkin the Koshkin, and a real mitzvah should be, a real Tzerech mitzvah should be called E'af. The E'af, she can't be Chayf B'yayim, what can I do? I say it. Chayf
B'yayim, before Tisha B'av, there's not just a very mean anyways. It's like, anyway, the whole day before.
Yeah. So,
we said
Bukhara was not
about
the minute.
Okay. So,
push it off to the night. Push it, night also, we don't have Rechit Masa Tishpavida, but it's also included in the minute.
The minute of the Beshit is weird.
Yeah.
The minute is not much of the minute of being Magdim.
Ah, okay. It's Ramallah Shitasa. We're in Ramallah Shitasa.
Yeah.
The problem with this all is, though, that we have a different Ramah than Tzulchai Rishaisis. We have a different Ramah. Here, we'll make a little trouble, yeah? We have Ramah, who Tzulchai holds, that you don't know how to be Yashu. Where is that? Where? In Kuf Zayin. Ramah, Kuf Zayin. He says... the Mogen, he says, he's talking about this minhag which he wasn't so fond of, to not be toivel, not to be toivel lel Shabbos unless it was tefillah b'zman. And then he says, b'mokim shenagu la'achmir, a place that does have this minhag not to be toivel lel Shabbos, gam b'motzi Shabbos le'titbo. Why? The me'afesh oye efshel lo litbo koydim l'chein, in marchikin atfilim in a chafifah. You can't stam make your chafif on Arab Shabbos to be Teufel Motzi Shabbos. So if it's a yefshe, we mark the chafif from the tefillah, so be chayif of Motzi Shabbos. What's the problem? It's a yefshe.
That's how they made their meaning out to be to know it's not in the Shabbos.
That they
since that, really,
we're taking time to have... The emphasis is, even when it's Efshur, though, the Ramot by even if it was Efshur, as we said before, let's say it was Efshur for to be Chai for B'yayin, and she was semi-Pashay, she was current, and she didn't, she wasn't Chai for B'yayin, now it's night, what are you going to tell? Then he calls you up and says, I forgot, I didn't get around, but I wasn't Chai for B'yayin, can I be Chai for now? You're going to tell her yes, right? So what about the Ramah here? Chutzah Zayin. Ramah says, "Lemaisa, she wasn't chayif of Erev Shabbos. She wasn't. She should have. She wasn't. She wasn't chayif of Erev Shabbos. So be chayif of Motzi Shabbos.
Even if she was.
What?
Even if she was.
Even if she was chayif of Erev Shabbos, but she's saying because you're merachet. But I'm saying, well, let's say she wasn't chayif at all. So be chayif of Motzi Shabbos. What's the Ramah's problem?
Not really touching the breath.
It's mashma that he holds that this minhag of being chayif of samach l'tefillah, of being chayif of mi ba'ayd yayim, is going to be ma'akev l'tefillah.
The minhag yafa
there, the minhag yafa here that he says is not ma'akev over there, he seems to say is ma'akev.
The Taz asked the kasha.
Yeah. Yes, says, different kasha a little bit, but yeah.
He says, my son, come on, he says that the you could do Kwetzah Shabbos by itself.
Okay.
He says,
if it's Shabbos, he can. What is it? He's explaining to Rambo that if someone's Peshay, we're kindness. Rambo asks, he's not mashing them.
He's a
test,
how's he answering?
Then you wish would be Shabbos. So she can't do it if he only with Shabbos.
Yeah, but the Taz explains why Shabbos, because she's a Pirush Rashi. But the Ramot told us that Rashi is only Lechatchil. The Ramot, in Kusay Tesser, Rashi
was...
Rashi himself said it's only Lechatchil.
No,
Rashi himself said it's only
Lechatchil.
Yeah.
Is
Dura Rashi
only
for Yashas?
Only
for Tzidus. No, because Rashi's saying, because it's Yashas. Rashi is saying, Rashi didn't have a tzad to do 24 hours before. Rashi's saying, to do Shal Shul this time is Yashas, it's Shabbos. To do 24 hours before is...
So Rashi
himself
is not
going to
do Shabbos.
Right.
So even if you're right, who's the Ramah coming from here? What's his makor?
Ariel.
So if you're with a shaft,
Ariel says
he
shouldn't be married.
So if
you're
with
a shaft,
Ariel.
The going in a number of others is not like Marshall, that the minute
he's Rashi,
but the Ramah thinks Rashi more than Rashi himself thinks he's Rashi.
Rashi holds the
Ramah. Yes, the emphasis is right.
To be Esther,
but
the
Shabbos
that you could
not.
Maybe Rashi,
if
he's saying, the Maril saying the Chiddush in our Sugya, that Rashi only said, do Hakif Mazz Shabbos, and that was the Tefillah Bizman. But this case is the Tefillah Shalom Bizman.
So that's where one lady took
a
few
The Bekitzer at Dvarim is, the cash is, like, interesting. The bottom line is, though, the Kutsa design is Shlef. That one of the Ramon Kutsa design is the problem. Ramon by us is black. Ramon Kutsa design needs a teretz. If you need a teretz, we're running Kutsa design, it still needs a teretz. It's our desk is steering Ramon, because Ramon is Tamor.
Well, the
Ramon
by us is talking about Zman, and you're talking about Shlozman.
He's Machal then. Then Rashi only will let you do a Chafifa at night.
What is Zman?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He has to do that before. That's what Mariel understands.
I can tell you that the Usa is not like that Mufurish. The Besos is not like that Mufurish. The Mambris is not like that Mufurish.
That's the Mariel. He's quoting the Mariel and Kusay Zman. That's how Mariel understands. But since it's Shaboy Zman, it was Mitchai, so then
Rashi would never say such. Listen, the case that the Basil and the Mandriska are talking about is the case where lady's husband was out of town. And she finished Shiva Nikiyim. And then he came back to town. He came back to town Erev Shabbos Mamash 15 minutes before Shkiyim. And it's 3 days after she finished Shiva Nikiyim. So the Shabbos, can she be type of little Shabbos without Hafifu? Whatever. It was little Yom. It was Erev Yom that he came up. So Yom, she bets him, could do everything. With the hair. So she tries to go around before Shabbos. She didn't have hair or whatever. But do you have the problem of not having to do it? The question is the minute he offers, is Rashi going to be my actor or from the table? Yeah. Yeah, he brings the Sivitar. He doesn't like the Sivitar stats.
What was the...
Rambis. Rambis is the one who Bavon is.
The Tulos Man. What does
Rambam mean there in the Zayin that Eimar Chikin and Tzivilo Min HaFifa?
Because of...
There's no habit to do that night.
To do Friday is not Netzah because of the Shotas. To do Motzi Shabbos is Netzah because of Rashi. So you'll have to wait till Sunday night.
The Rashi himself would be Matzah in that case. That's the problem.
The Shotas would be Matzah, Rashi would be Matzah. It doesn't matter if you're Arab in the...
No,
she does not listen. So I'm saying, Rambam is Betz and Tamuah. So the Rambam is, I can't say Chabt 100% what his teretz was, but he basically wants to say the Rambam Kuf Tzadi Zayin doesn't himself about it, doesn't hold to this either. Which I think was Mucha, what I would say. Was that? I think I already learned that Rabban Kufsari Zayin did not really hold to this either of this Motzi Shabbos. He's only saying for these people who are crazy enough to be Machmor on Friday night when it's a Tilos Shalei Bezmano, meaning they're being Machmor Keneged the Gemara for Shtos. So here, this is a Minig Yofi. If you're going to be Machmor Keneged the Gemara for Shtos, it's going to be Machmor Keneged the Gemara for a Minig Yofi. I mean, Lashitoscho that you're being crazy Machmir, and now you should be Machmor for this also. He doesn't hold of it at all. That's basically what the Rambam says, how he wants to answer.
The
bottom line is, the Rambam Kufsani Zayin is what needs a talent. The Rambam by us is what? The
Rambam
Kufsani Zayin needs a talent.
The Maria Kershaw, that's the Maria.
But they're coming here also being Matur Shloi Bismar. They're coming to be Matur also Shloi Bismar. They want to be Matur. The Maria is the Basil.
But the Rambam himself. Obviously.
Ramon, you didn't say Davka Bismana. How do you know Ramon is talking about Bismana?
He said that
Shalom is. Ramon, you didn't say Davka Bismana.
No, but there is an issue that Shalom is Bismana. If you have two in front of you, it's obvious one's
there. I don't think it's obvious.
He speaks a whole big deal then.
There he speaks out, but here he's not Mechalik. Here he's Soysen. Here he's Soysen. Whenever it is, whether it's Bismana or Shalom is Bismana, it's okay. He doesn't have Mechalik here.
He's
talking about Stam. He's talking about Stam. Anyway, so then you also have, just to add in, that the mice is the machlok is a place on how to understand the mashal.
Chal tzvi moso, the mice shams.
Yeah.
The other case is not chal the mice shams.
Now it is.
Well, why?
It's not. Touch the Ramon. The whole letter is from Gil.
Wait, who says that? You're saying. No, then you have us. You have, so what, even, so the question, there's a point with the Marshal is the eighth of waiting an hour. So come to say, is that only an eighth of the Shas of the Chak when it's low, or is that an eighth of the Chatchilo? The Ash is where Mumula Beisa. I have a different eighth of the Tate Mach Mumula Beisa. And maybe listen, the Maisa, there are a number of Achayna Mumula, some Achayna Mumula. So there are many Acharyim who learn Shat and Maral. Marshal is either Gemara, Marshal, Marpad, Maripad, whatever you want. Is even Chatchila.
Besides your Moshe,
what?
Besides your Moshe.
I don't know. I didn't make a list of names. I have to go back through my notes.
I'm saying, I'm just wondering besides Moshe.
So they understand that, in other words, what is Zichur Rav? Who else is similar to Moshe? I have to go back and look to my notes again. Shev Levi says he much better also. A kid says, so what happens? No, if I care. say shalom. Okay, b'chol, what it means is, what are they saying? What they're saying, that anyone who says that way, the havana is, the Rashi's l'chashash was mulu adaisa. Rashi, it's not the pshat, Rashi said, Rashi didn't say, there's a chiyuv to be chayfiv b'yayin. Rashi said, there's a chashash mulu adaisa. Even the Roman would say the Safra law, but when there's a woman of Mesa, there's a mockery between Machmer and Chayshah, she's not going to do a good job. So you have to take off the problem of the Safra law, of Mumul Abesa. The simplest way to take off the problem of Mumul Abesa is to be Chayshah B'yan. But there's other Aitzes. One Aitzes, set a timer. Set a timer, you also took off the Mumul Abesa. Anything else that takes off, any other Aitzes that will take off Mumul Abesa. So for example, would be, the English version does not speak about Mufurish. That's another safe Lachari that makes the Tzushtal. Rabbeish explains that the hours, Lavdavkits, each person could see how long it usually takes them to get clean. So Mumbai, Lafi Rashi, Lafi the English version is Yisoyim. Putting the two things together. Number one is that the Zman is totally in the Mitzvahs. Together with his Yisoyim, that the whole Indian of Rashi is to take off Mulu Besa. I think we can understand why the Ramotz in Sivdalot says when a tefillah comes out Motzi Shabbos, you're chayif of Erev Shabbos, you're only chayif of Ma'at Motzi Shabbos, even though the Ramotz we saw in the Tshuva passes, the Ikar Loch is like the She'il place. So chayif, the Ikar Chafif is Motzi Shabbos. But Pshat is that, practically speaking, it doesn't take long. It's practical, it doesn't. She only needs a Chafif of Ma'at because she's clean. She just was chayif 24 hours ago. So the thing is, now that that'll take off Rashi, now that because you were hired for the Arab Shabbos, that does take off Rashi, that helps for Rashi also, because now she's not in the base. She only has a couple minutes left. It's only going to take her 15 minutes, Motzi Shabbos. Rafidus Havon is then saying also that, according to what we're saying, you don't have to finish before it says. This is all good if you don't have to finish before it says. So you only have a little bit left to do at night, and then she's Ragu, she's not going to be in the base. So that's what it helps for.
So there's no header to Mesed of that.
What? None of those statements. I'm saying, so, but now, what I'm saying is, so Mamela, number one is, with the Eitzah, she can do something, let's say significant, but she can do something, so my Sittach is great. We've number one said is, that the whole Minig Yafa L'Chayra is not such a double Chomer that connected, this is a bit of time. Number two is, that L'Chayra you can be Mekayim by doing cutting the nails and then shaving their legs and or whatever by doing that, which anyway don't do b'shas the chafifa atzle because they're worried that the hairs are going to stick to or whatever. So if you do all those things in the morning, let's say, so then there's no chashuv that you talk, not muchach, but you talk and already there's no mumul beis anymore because she's ragua. She already did half of the whatever. If it takes an hour, she already did that 20 minutes, a half hour of it in the morning, and these are things that aren't going to be the chashash of the she'otas of being wrapped with chafif from the tefillah, you're going to get back chatzitzas. So the main thing is, you don't have a problem with the she'otas, but you solved some of them, partially the mumul abesa. So the main thing is, we don't have to worry at night as much. And then you also have the aids of setting a time at night that she'll spend at least, whatever it is, a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour at night. And that could be as an aids of chatzitzas. So l'chopos, all these things together, I don't see why someone would be malatul tayra when you have all these eitzes of you talking even being mekayim in the minig yof. The minig yof itself, I don't think you should be, you could be mekayim in the minig yof. What's the minig yof? The minig yof isn't davka to chafifa b'yayin. The minig yof is, the way the great and many most achrayim say, is to mekayim rashi, take off the mumul abeis. So I don't have eitzes how to take off the mumul abeis. I can take off mumul abeis by doing some things in the morning. I can take off mumul abeis by setting a timer in the evening. So between those two eights, you can be the kind of woman basin without Bittu Torah. So
if you have in terms of doing it by daily, in terms of Hanara, so you do all these tricks of doing
it's not the same, there's no Bittu Torah. Why not do the Shtei Shulchan? Why not? I don't know.
So I mean, it's more the Tchila. It's more the Minna.
I don't know.
If you do some things in the morning, why take off the woman or interash?
Well, again, there's three possible ways of understanding the woman basin. Is it that you have to finish everything by day, you have to start by day, or you have to do a significant amount by day? So here you at least did two out of those three shots and you covered. You did something by day, you even did a significant amount by day. So now you only have, if Reis Lomazog in a half hour out of the hour left to finish by night, Ken Zai now, even like Rashi, she's not Mahum anymore. Because she doesn't have so much left to do, she'll be Ragua. So could be Rashi, you might in such a case that there's no Chashash. Ken, I'm not saying it's muchach, but since the whole thing is a chumra, gabe chumra, bona drabonon, on a luchatchilo, I don't see, I think that you, it's possible you're being mekayin in this minig yofla in such an eifin, zicha b'mokim b'tzul Torah would be making, and the chanami, if it's a basis, then it's not, there is no mokim b'tzul Torah, why not do as a yishtet shulchan aruch? Yeah, no chanami. Yeah, I think we're a little late, but otherwise, just throw, if I just try to, I'll let lachas, though it was mine, what we spoke about yesterday, I would, first of all, I was chayzer le'inyin in kufzari chas chof vav, le'inyin not eating after brushing the teeth. So l'chayra l'chol pachas yishtevim. What was the problem? The Siddur Torah says that it shouldn't be eaten. Let's say he's making early Shabbos. So Siddur Torah, the problem is because she'll be more nudes. She'll be by the time she finishes eating, now she's going to be in a rush through the mikvah. She'll be more nudes. She won't clean her teeth properly. So, as the Poseich Shara says, and as Uri Miro's Mechavan, if she finished eating her early Shabbos Suda before Tzeisach Echavan, so she anyway has to wait before she can be Toivol. So there's no more Mubesa now. So L'chayim, there's no problem. She could eat as long as she's careful to finish at least the Chayis 10 minutes before Tzeisach Echavan. Another Eitzah might be, again, we'll be telling one of the marshals, the chatzchilu b'niyavin, is how long does it take someone to usually brush their teeth? 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. So set a time, set it, tell her husband, I'm going to go brush my teeth and tell me when it's 5 minutes. I'm going to keep brushing my teeth for 5 minutes.
So then, because you have to make a takana for that.
The marshal before says you don't need a takana.
You need a takana.
You need
a takana, the takana should be that she has to
use. Each person, how long it takes them for.
It's actually the takana, so she's thinking.
There's takana. Moshe understood, and that's what I'm going with. Is it's not takana zayus here. It's practical. Is a mumma? Are we? Is there a chashash mumma or not?
She'll be more. Tell her do it the usual time that you usually do.
Well, my sister's so going to keep brushing her teeth for 5 minutes, but she's going to keep doing it. She's going to do it quickly for 5 minutes. She's going. I'm going to keep brushing until you tell me it's been 5 minutes. So what? What is wrong? She kept brushing. Brushed 5 minutes.
It's also it's all based on the fact that it's going like something before you go start donning the Siddur is that it's e-efshir to make late Shabbos. If it's efshir to make late Shabbos, maybe it takes she could eat meat and be about to
Shabbos. No, don't eat meat. Meat you should
eat. It's e-efshir, she could eat.
Shabbos.
It's like Shabbos.
Shabbos can.
No, if it's e-efshir, she can eat a piece of meat. When you come from the mikvah, she can eat a piece of meat.
I'm saying if it's e-efshir, if at 12 o'clock, if for some reason you're going to be magdir, and 12 o'clock at night is Tisah of when you live in England, and she can't eat meat at 12 o'clock, and you magdir that it's e-efshir, so why can't she eat meat? She can eat meat just like she could on Shabbos.
Who said she can go to the mikvah before she...
She'll go to the mikvah after.
Who said she could?
Why not?
She's not enough until 12, because that's
sex. She's having double
till 12.
And she has to be
with
the Shabbos, otherwise she won't eat
that
12.
Well, but
mice
is the
milk.
So is it wrong? Very good.
So like, only if you consider it
EF,
sure, then you can eat meat.
Where do you say if it's EF, she can eat meat?
Because that's like a regular case of Shabbos. Why
should
we eat
it?
Well,
Shabbos.
You see,
it's
like
she's being turned
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Well, Shabbos
Yom Tov.
You could eat
on
Shabbos.
You're allowed to eat on
what's Shabbos. If Shabbos, you could eat. What's Shabbos, you want to make Shabbos.
I'm only saying to be make on this when you have a kid, you're already machine. It's Yom Tov time. You're anyway by your parents, your in-laws, or whatever it is. She's very bare. All the sisters, the whole family is going to be there. Sure. And it's a welcome to see. It's a welcome bizarre and bush or whatever. So then I think you're supposed to be make on such a thing on a regular normal Friday night. I to be machnas yourself into such a hat.
You know the Shabbos.
But you're anyway staying up. But you're anyway going to have to stay up late because she won't be able to be tranquil anyway till Tzitzit Kachal.
Yeah.
You're saying, but then she has to start eating a suda only after that. Okay. So that's a shabbat. I'm just saying. I'm only saying that the mokum this shabbat there will be magdurs of shabbat. I'm not saying that they have to look. Until we find more places to say it, but I didn't find anyone else who said this eights of setting a time for brushing the teeth. The finishing the suda before Tzitzit Kachal, not Pesach Shara, he said. So I can see you can say Mokham Pesach Shah for that. Even though I think I've written my Pesach Shah that it's Tamur. But I'm Chayzer for that. That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say I'm Chayzer for what I thought it was Tamur. His answer is Tamur. Now I hear it. No, I have a version of what in what the Mamula base is, I hear a version.
Why do you need Mamula?
Because the whole Chashash, it's not a Gzeirin Takana you have to do beyond. Pshat is, it's a Heichad, according to me, the whole thing is a Heichad Timsa that she'll do a proper Kafifa. So here I have other Aitzes, how do I have a Heichad
Timsa? It
doesn't have to be beyond. Say it, it's beyond. Say it, it's 4th. But to say, here's only the teacher, the art school has this whole Fredreita Cheshbin. To be machalic if you're just doing the teeth, if you're also doing other things with it, here's a whole thing. Yeah, I'll tell you after, I'll show you this. I have to see this. I can't say foul this head. What's he coming out? I mean, anyone wants to leave? Anyone wants to leave Khamid? I'm going to try to say over the chashm. He says, like, he quotes the. He starts with the Marakayim. Marakayim says, like, and again, anyone who wants. Marakayim says that if, let's say it's very difficult for a duchafif in the afternoon, and they start in the afternoon and finish. He says she can take a shower and do everything in the morning, and then she can take another shower and do everything again by night. So that's what quotes Mark Crane is saying. On that, Art School says, the mirror that you're going to be allowed to eat in the middle. You did Chafifa in the morning, so you're eating Kilu after Chafifa, and being sitting up and brushing your teeth again later, which the Siddur Torah says you can't do. So he says, the Siddur Torah is talking about because the only thing you're doing again by night, again after you ate, is just brushing your teeth. So that's not good. But here, she's also showering and also brushing her hair again. So I know that she's brushing her hair and showering carefully, she can brush her teeth carefully. And what is that great of that helps? That I remember. What was this great of that helps? I don't remember. You came up with this whole chiddush.
Well, since you're going to be doing other things,
right?
Then you're also going to do teeth carefully.
I just do other things carefully and do your teeth carefully.
Yes, that's
the same. Also, she said that she did the main thing that day.
Right, he didn't die. I forget what it was, but he wanted to know why he did it. Yeah, I didn't say anything, but he just said do two chafifs, do two full chafifs.
No, but who's it?
Mark Kern.
You know, you're saying do the yambati a minute and do the teeth. And do the what's it called? The nail.
Mark says do ambatia and everything in the morning. Do it again, then brush your hair in the morning. But you're doing that. Do everything in the morning, do it again.
Not everything.
What are you doing?
The minute, the ambatia and the nail. It could be the scrubbing or whatever else she's doing.
The full coffee. And the ambatia is the scrubbing, that's why you're doing
ambatia. So on the face, the hair and the...
Anyway,
so she's not even brushing her hair.
I figured that last paragraph.